It's getting to be crunch time for some of the Democratic presidential candidates. For example, former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke is trying to revive his barely four-month-old presidential campaign again. Mr. O'Rourke, who became a political celebrity during his 2018 challenge to Republican Senator Ted Cruz, no longer has the media and voter attention he received on his first trip to Iowa as a presidential candidate in March. Why not? Here's Wall Street Journal reporter Tarini Pardee, who covers politics. Tarini, what's going on?
That's right. So Beto O'Rourke launched his campaign to a crush of reporters, a lot of media attention, following his Senate race against Ted Cruz, where he became this political celebrity. And now we're seeing Beto really not attracting big crowds. He's really struggling to break out in this very crowded Democratic field where, you know, there are five candidates that have sort of been maintaining their numbers in the polls and have set themselves apart from the rest of the field. A lot of donors have been worried about his debate performance. They're now looking at other candidates, I'm told. So he's just dealing with, you know, lack of attention at this point, something, you know, the opposite of what he got during his Senate race.
Yeah. So is it possible that, he hasn't espoused a particular position strongly enough? When you think of Joe Biden, you think, okay, experienced former VP, Bernie Sanders, you think Medicare for All. Is it possible that Mr. O'Rourke is just not tied strongly enough to a particular issue?
One concern I heard on the policy front from voters I spoke with in Iowa is that the issue that he's tied himself most closely to is immigration. Now, that's something that voters in Iowa, New Hampshire, they're not as concerned about. From what I was told, they care more about health care, jobs, the economy, you know, pocketbook issues, not so much about immigration. And Beto O'Rourke, who is from a border city, has really made that a centerpiece of his campaign. And he talks about it on the stump. He sort of brings it in when people ask questions. So the potency of that issue in places like Iowa is still sort of questionable.
Wow. All right. So he's polling around 1% there. Is that right?
That's right. The latest poll had him at 1%. And this comes at a time where we're seeing people like Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris really rise in polls, and Joe Biden slipping some. So, you know, he has not been able to make as much of Biden slipping as Harris and Warren have.
Wow. We're speaking with Tarini Pardee, Wall Street Journal politics reporter. She's written a piece entitled Beto O'Rourke Struggles to Break Out of Crowded Democratic Field. Well, when you look at the calendar, it makes you wonder, is there enough time for his campaign to rebound?
I think that's the big question. This is already the second time where they've tried to revive the campaign. You know, in May, they realized they hadn't done enough national media, and he was still very stagnant in polls. So that's when they, you know, started doing more national media. He went on The View. He really started making a more national case for his campaign. And now we're seeing him go back to kind of the grassroots, loosely structured campaign style that he became famous for during his Senate run. But you're right, time is running out. It is going to be a long campaign, but we're already seeing at least five candidates break away.
Yeah, it becomes tiers, right? He's not in that top tier, I guess, right now.
That's exactly right. And, you know, some of the voters I spoke with in Iowa who, you know, listened to him talk and kind of reconsidered where they put him on their short list said they liked him, but they still weren't sure if he could break away and join that top tier pack.
All right. So if the top donors start disappearing and going elsewhere, like you suggested in the story, does that generally signal the end in a presidential primary?
So, you know, typically in the past when top donors start looking at other candidates, that is bad news for a candidate. But someone like Beto O'Rourke has been able to raise a lot of money from small dollar donors as well. So I think that's something that we're going to be looking out for in his next fundraising report, whether he is still popular with those small dollar donors.
All right. So anybody pinpoint what's different from now versus when he ran against Senator Ted Cruz in Texas and seemed to have, so much momentum behind him?
Right. So from the people I've spoken with point out that Ted Cruz is, you know, not the most beloved politician. It was easier for someone like Beto O'Rourke to run against Ted Cruz, but now that he's running against all these very progressive, well-known candidates, it's much harder for him to break out.
There was a couple of folks, I think, too, who said in your story, we just don't think that he can beat President Trump based on what he said.
That's right. So, you know, when you talk to voters, one of the big things that comes up is they want someone who can beat Trump. And, you know, during his debate performance, when he was targeted by Julian Castro and Bill de Blasio, some of the voters I spoke with didn't think that Beto O'Rourke was forceful enough in pushing back when those attacks happened.
Thanks, Tarini. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Tarini Hardy.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show. Like us on Facebook or send us an email. This Morning at CompassMediaNetworks.com.